when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Truckers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trucker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, all you precious Blood River Radio family out there. You know, God bless y'all. Our family's growing pretty fast. We've had, I can't remember if it's three or four donors and new listeners to the program from all over the country, different states, north of the Mason-Dixon line, south of the Mason-Dixon line, just in less than a month. You know, and they all say the same thing. They say that they love our show because we go where no one else will go. We touch all the taboo subjects. We name the enemy, which is the eternal Jew, first and foremost. We don't back away from that, and we offer solutions. So I'm really proud of that. But before I talk about the donors, and I have to read this. We got a letter. It's just... it's just so humbling. I'll read that in just a minute. But people, first of all, we have to go to God Almighty in prayer, because I'm telling you what, people, we're in one hell of a shape. I started about reading Timothy. I don't remember if it was 2 Timothy or not, because he tells exactly what's going on right now. But I don't think I have time to read that. But I'm going to go to, we're in one hell of a mess. And I'm going to tell you what. If you think we're going to get out of this mess on our own without God helping us, you're just so sadly mistaken. There's no way we can get out of this without God. And I'm going to tell you what, people, the very reason with the white race, especially in Western Europe and the United States, the very reason we're being punished so, and we're having to pay the sin price for all the other people that have turned their back against God. We have turned our back on God. Not only that, we have thrown mud in his face. And you know what? That's why we're catching hell. And this country is going to fall. There's no way out of this. The so-called government we have right here, it's going to fall. You might as well get ready for it. But the people, there will be a remnant, to paraphrase what Rand always says. There'll be a remnant. If you keep your faith, if you don't turn away from God, if you keep honoring God, his son, Jesus Christ Almighty, then we'll make it out one way or the other. With that, people, if you will, please bow your head. Almighty Father God, God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Blood River Radio, the God who created everything in the universe, but just by speaking it. Oh, Lord, you sent your son, your only son, Jesus Christ, here to die, to suffer, to bury. And you rose him again on the third day. Without that, there would be no hope, Lord. By you sending your son, Jesus Christ, here to earth, we have hope. We are going to win. It might take our bones in the ground. It might take my death. It might take the death of all our staff. It might take the death of everybody listening to this radio show. But you know what? If you will keep if we keep our faith, keep our faith in you, O Lord. If we just believe that Jesus was the Son of God, he died, he was raised again on the third day, then we will make it in the end. We will wind up in heaven. It doesn't matter if we're killed here or not, as long as we are doing the battle to you, O Lord. And Lord, I would ask you this, pretty much what I've been asking lately. Dear God, if you will, please somehow get the scales off the eyes of our white people. Get them... destroy the bewitchment that Satan has cast upon the white people of the world, making them hate their own self, making them hate their own race, Lord. They hate their own children. They're taking sides with their enemy. These feral blacks that are slaughtering white people in the streets, Lord, it's no surprise to you. Lord, I'm sure it's probably part of the punishment. Lord, if you will, wake them up before it's too late. Because, oh, Lord, we need them to join the people that are fighting in the righteous battle for you, oh, Lord. Oh, God, people on Blood River Radio, our whole staff, I know, Lord, I know we're doing Lord's work. We're doing your work, Almighty God. And there's a lot of ways to do it. And we consider ourselves warriors. So we'll, Lord, in essence, in summary, please knock the scales off of their eyes. Make them realize what's going on in the world. And Lord, if you will, let them realize that there's only way out of this mess. And that's what we said, to realize God is in control. God has sent you, Lord. Lord, you sent your only begotten Son to earth to die to pay the sin price. And if they will do that, if they will confess with their lips, when they will believe in their heart, confess with their lips that Jesus died and he rose again, he was the Son of God, they will be saved. And Lord, also, they need to realize who the good guys are in this fight. And it's not the BLM. It's not the Antichrist, Christ-hating Jew. It's the white people, the Christians that your Son came from, oh Lord. If you, Lord, if you will, please let us never fail to do your work on this radio program, Lord. And, Lord, we have big plans of taking our operations to the streets as soon as we can. If we will, we would like to ask you to help us out there, Lord. Lord, I ask all this in Jesus' name, Lord. But before I close tonight, I would like you to ask you to bless this show, bless me, bless our wonderful staff, Rand, bless Big Sister Nancy, Little Sister Monica, and all of our other friends and supporters of this show, Lord. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
People.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Rand. People, we have a bunch of donors to thank because we've had the recording shows and had to do reruns. But this is great. This is a task of love. We have Jay Scott, South Carolina. He's a new one. We have Harold of Jonesboro again. He's written us twice, donated twice. Ken, Big Ben of New York, 2 to 3 times every month. God bless you guys. Jay-Z from AZ, my combat wounded brother, who I have his car. He's in the, matter of fact, I got it right here. He is the finance, Jay-Z, he is, I'm not going to give too much information away, but he is Purple Heart wounded, the honorary Purple Heart guys. He was up close and personal in Vietnam. God bless you. He sent in extra money, donated, earmarked for a third hour. Also, Frank Hawat. Oh, Frank Hawat from North in the Mason-Dixon line. God bless you, Frank Hawat. I have to call you. I hadn't talked to you in quite a while, but thank you so much for your donation that came recently. And also another new donor, Tony of Findlay, Ohio. I think I can give that much information out because surely there's more than one Tony up in Findlay, Ohio. A new donor, a new listener, sent a nice letter. Also, Paul of Princeton, West Virginia, another new guy. Thank you so much, you guys, I just mentioned. We also have some friends from Champaign, Illinois, who they send me articles sometimes. They sent some great articles. I don't know how to read them tonight. And also, you know what? We have Old Biscuit. Oh, Alan Biscuit, humongous donor. One of the ones, he also wants us to go to 3 hours. So if you have these people sending any money, and see, we've thrown it out there in the past that we want to go to 3 hours. They're supplying the money. So I've got to put the money where our mouth is. We've got another crew member. We've heard it before, but I know we have a crew here that can do it. You don't even need me. All I've tried to do is just try to be a coach and organize things. But anyway, people, before the break, I've got to read this card. And I'll tell you, this is so emotional. This comes from Jay-Z from Zone AZ. He says, Eddie, this is just a short letter to give you some positive feedback on your Blood River Radio show. A few episodes ago, you offered a prayer that summarized white people's request to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, asking him to give guidance in our heroic endeavor to save our people, in the strength to win the war against our mortal enemy, the Jews. It was classic. I plan to listen to it again and transcribe it into print. Your co-host, Nancy Hitt, that's Big Sister, your co-host, Nancy Hitt, I like to say that again, is wonderful. She knows the truth about many topics and discusses issues in a pleasant, reassuring voice. She's a keeper. Better believe she is. And I'm glad you recognize that, Jay-Z. Anyway, all of your co-hosts and guests are knowledgeable and pleasurable to listen to. I'm up in Montana for 10 days. It's such a pleasure to be among virtually all white people. Visiting Montana is like stepping back in time, especially one's first visit. I believe Montanans are finally waking up to realize what makes life enjoyable here. No effing desert diversity. On the back, he continues, well, it's time to get back to total relaxation. No computer, no TV, no traffic, no Negroes. No gunshots, except hunters. And no ADL propaganda. Remember, Eddie, you're always welcome to stay here for a break from Memphis war zone. Even the greatest warriors need occasional rest. Stay noble, my brother. Jim Zim, Jay-Z, Outpost AZ in Montana. And he says, encloses a modest contribution. It wasn't modest. To expand Blood River to 3 hours and for travel expenses, which we hope to go on the road. Here's another quick note. This right here is from, thank you so much, Jay-Z from AZ. Also, Biscuit, this just came in the mail today. Biscuit said, here's the first of, I hope, blankety-blank contributions. I sure hope you get what you need for the third hour. No quarter. Give them hell. Alan Biscuit. This right here says, here's the next one. Ed Miller. Dear Ed, the enclosed book, The Holocaust, A Catholic Inquiry, is sent to you. Compliments of Steve M. of Baltimore. Yeah, everybody knows Steve from Baltimore. And this is from look like the Catholic Catholic Action Resource Center, and they sent a nice book. I hadn't had time to read it. Folks, I'll read the other two notes when we come back, and I'll do my part, do my little rant, and we'll go to our wonderful co-hosts, our wonderful partners. People will be right back in just a minute. Hold on to your hats.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
God bless you, people. Thank you so much for tuning in to Blood River Radio tonight. I was just talking to our wonderful, wonderful staff. I was talking to my best friend today, CW, best friend of, if we live until June, we'll be best friends. I'd die for that guy. He's closer than any brother you'd ever have. And I was telling him about how the credible, I don't even like to call them staff. I'm part of the staff members. So we have a one-of-a-kind staff. And I know there's not beyond a shadow of a doubt, I'm separating these letters, folks, that we're doing God's work. I don't care what anybody says. We're doing God's work. And if we stray, I know God will put us back in line. Here's another little letter. This comes from another new donor from Ohio. It's Tony from Ohio. He says, enjoy your show every week. I had some extra money this month, and I wanted to give it to a Christian organization, one that understands the race issue. Keep up the fight. If I read these twice, people, we've had to don't pay attention, because, listen, we've had, like we were talking during the break, we've had one recorded session, and we had to do one rerun, so I'm kind of off balance, and I'm always doing my friggin' running to keep me out of the mental institutions. It's kind of, my running is like a therapeutic, psychotropic drugs to other people. And this is one from Jay Scott from South Carolina. This is that note he sent. He says, thank you very much for your work. It is greatly appreciated. Anyway, this guy, I'm not going to say who he used to be or et cetera, et cetera. I don't want to give him away. And this one right here, this is Paul. Well, I read this one earlier. This is Paul. He was he's the guy who speaks German. Well, people, that's it. Let's see. Here's one more. Nope, I read this one right here. Let's see. I read that one. Okay, folks. That when I've got that letter, those letters, especially the one from Jay-Z, from AZ, I mean, my God almighty, I mean, they're so humbling. Well, anyway, people, maybe even quick outline. We have, like I say, we have three staff members coming tonight. We will be picking up Miss Monica Schaefer, little sister Schaefer, in the second hour. This hour we have big sister Nancy Hyatt, and we also have my brother, my dear brother, Rand. He'll be taking us. So I'm going to do a quick segment here, and then I'm going to turn it over to them. I would like to read quickly this thing. Putin, Vladimir Putin, sent this. He did this speech. I'm going to outline it. It was sent to me in email. And he did this recently, a real recent speech. He said, and this is in Putin's speech. He's right on the money. God bless you, Vladimir Putin. Putin, in his speech, he attacked replacement migration and open borders, the LGBT agenda, American imperialism and occupation, the American banking system, the West's treatment of political dissidents who speak out against progressive politics. He's right. I mean, the guy's right on the money. The fact that Western leaders have contempt for their own people. This is coming from Putin, people. The open satanic nature of Western elites. He also boldly stood up for traditional values, Christianity, the nuclear family, the nation state, the right of the people to preserve their culture. He said, this is the strongest and most important speech made in defense of nationalistic views since the end of World War II. What's more, this speech is actually stronger than anything said by the so-called civic nationalists who have been elected in Western Europe since 1945. In fact, it is largely in line with the views of genuine nationalists all over the world. But this speech was not made by someone who just took a small fraction of the vote, or by someone who, to gain a toehold in a regional parliament, thanks to proportional representation. Instead, it was made by the leader of one of the world's most powerful nations. I'll go right here. There's one more thing I'll read. If at this point nationalists in the West cannot see the importance of Vladimir Putin and Russia as a global counterbalance to the Judeo-American Western liberal democracy that has subverted every Western nation and they're slowly erasing white people, then they need to wake the hell up. People, I'll tell you what, he's right on the money. He is right on the money. See if I can pull this one more thing up from my computer. Let's see. I'll read that last thing, and then I've got to hurry up and get my people on. It says, the anti-white and morally corrupting poison that has destroyed the West has just been challenged by a global superpower that is something to celebrate. I'm going to tell you something else. I was talking to CW, my friend of 60 years. The guy's smart as hell. I didn't know this. I don't know if any of y'all know that, but there's two giant gas pipelines going from Russia to Europe. They have them buried in the ocean. They're encased in 4 inches thick steel and covered, encased in concrete. Well, someone, guess who, blew those pipelines up. They're shutting off the gas supply to the Western Europe and their nations, but in an effort to cut them off, because the Western nations and the European Union, Germany, France, Italy, they're getting their natural gas from Russia. Without their natural gas, they'll freeze to death. Their industry will come to a complete halt. They'll go back to the Stone Ages. So the West, a.k.a. the USA, the CIA, the NSA, they know that. And they know that Europe has been backing off on supporting the Judeo-Americana empire from coming in and trying to destroy the Christian nation of Russia. They know that. They know that the Soviet Union has this gas that they can use as a bargaining chip. So if they go ahead and destroy that gas anyway, you know, I think CW is right. That'll do away with the big bargaining chip that the West is using. Russia is using against the West. Also, if you've noticed, the price in gasoline around the country has been dropping. I don't know how they're doing that, but they're doing that to try to take away profits. You know, Russia has been reaping huge profits from the gasoline because the gasoline got so high, and Russia is the largest supplier of gasoline in the world. Well, I'm going to tell you what, people. I'm going to read one more thing here, and I'm going to kind of sum up what I was saying. I'm going to go, I'm going to pull this up. Let me see. Where is that thing? I just sent it to myself not long ago. Where is it? I sent it to myself. Here we go, right here. I'm going to pull this up. I got to read this one more time. I hope it didn't bore you. But listen, I liken Alexander Solzhenitsyn to Vladimir Putin. Here's what he says. Please be patient. I'll probably hear me read this 100 more times. This is from Alexander Solzhenitsyn. He was in the gulags. That existed between 1918 and 1956. He said, and how we burned the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security office, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if there were periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat in their lairs like they're doing in this country right here, those coward bastards, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. After all, you knew ahead of time that those blue craps were out at night for no good purpose, and you could be sure of time that you would be cracking the skull of a cutthroat. That did cut out there, but I don't see the rest of it. He said, if we had only realized this cut off, but I kind of memorized it by heart almost. We had no idea of our real situations. He said, and we did not value freedom enough. I remember that from reading this. I don't know why I cut that off, but anyway, that's what it's about, people. And listen, I recently had a good friend of mine to tell me I need to listen to more podcasts and I need to read more. Well, screw that. You know, if you want entertainment, if you want to be entertainment, the little people that all they're concerned with is bleaching their teeth and shining their head and putting the perfume on, and you got these little symbolism over substance, these powder puff milk toast shows, then listen to those, because we're not here for entertainment, by God. We're here getting ready for the end of the world. We know it, and that's what we're going to continue to do. And one more announcement I'm going to make. We're starting a Hellfire and Brimstone junior college level course, hopefully probably the 15th or the 22nd. Me and Rand been putting it together with Michael Tubbs. And it's going to be a complete college level instruction on how to prepare for the upcoming cataclysm. So you'll have to stay tuned for that. And it's not going to be any of this milk tub we got. I mean, what more do we have to read? I mean, I know, we know that blacks as a race are feral animals, and they're intent on killing every white person they can get their hands on. We know that Jews are their father, the devil, and they're controlling the whole damn world, and they're using these blacks against us. They're using all the colored races of the world. They're the ones that are flooding the white countries, these blacks, and they're the ones that are just about succeeding in exterminating us. What the hell else do you need to know? How many more damn books do you got to read, man? I'm asking you that question, and get back with me. How many damn podcasts do you got to read? No, you get off your ass and quit reading podcasts and reading books and get your ass in the street and do something for a change. Reading books and watching podcasts will not get you out of this situation. And I've run out of time, so we're going to go to my co-host after this brief intermission. Be right back, folks.
Across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. South Carolina state officials, including Governor Henry McMaster, held a press conference Saturday to give an update on the state's transition from response to recovery following Hurricane Ian's impact on Friday. Despite the heavy rain, high winds, and life-threatening storm surge on the coast, there have been no storm-related deaths reported and only a handful of counties reporting damages. Nanette Edwards, executive director of the Office of Regulatory Staff, says thanks to round-the-clock crews on the ground, most of the original outages reported have been repaired. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said President Biden had been briefed on recent developments by the chief of staff and his Homeland Security advisor. He was particularly focused on power and water restoration in Florida and new damage reports from South Carolina. He asked for regular updates during the day as the storm progressed, she said. The Small Business Administration announced the addition of several Florida counties to the disaster declaration for Hurricane Ian. The move allows more Florida businesses and residents to be eligible to apply for the administration's low-interest disaster loan program. The disaster declaration now covers Charlotte, Collier, DeSoto, Hardee, Hillsborough, Lee, Manatee, Orange, Osceola, Pinellas, Polk, Sarasota, and Seminole counties in Florida, which are eligible for both physical and economic injury disaster loans from the SBA. Beto O'Rourke supporters sounded off during the Democrats' Friday night gubernatorial debate against Governor Greg Abbott ahead of the midterm elections. If we granted amnesty, we could cut out the coyotes and the illegal activity, and I believe a lot of deaths. Martha told Fox News she backs O'Rourke in his support of a path to citizenship for migrants who have crossed into Texas illegally. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com. Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say something. Oh, God bless you, people. People, I kind of ran out of time. I had a few more things to touch, but listen, we got this great, great, great crew here. Part of our staff. I'm part of the staff. We got other two staff members. So, people, we're getting ready to hand the ball off. I've kind of done my part for the night. You know, we're going to turn you over to my big sister, Nancy Hitt, and my precious brother, Rand Owens, Rand the Lone Wolf. Anyway, go ahead, Sister Nancy. I don't have to introduce you. Everybody in the Western Hemisphere knows you by now because you got the big letter today. So take it away.
Well, I might start on a topic that is not part of the program. I mean, it's a collateral damage. There is a committee that has formed to remove the magnificent Confederate monument at Arlington. Now, Moses Ezekiel was a Confederate who designed it. He's buried actually underneath the Confederate monument. That's another, I'm supposed to be giving a speech 2 weeks from now about Moses Ezekiel. But the point is that there is a committee meeting to change the names of military bases, and they also apparently want to remove or destroy this magnificent work of art. What people do not understand, to me, this is the last straw. When they do this, when they remove this, I think the next step will be to go into cemeteries. I don't want to encourage them or maybe even say too much about this, But I have a great fear of what the next step will be regarding the Confederate dead in various cemeteries across the country. I believe that we should encourage the same thing that the liberals, Antifa, and BLM have been doing to our conservatives. We should do doxing, which is defined more or less as finding the address of where these people live who are on this committee, getting ready to determine whether they want to totally destroy this monument or remove it. I don't know where they would, you know, they move them, but they never tell you where they're moved to. That's just an idea that I have of trying. I did find out the name of the head of one of the heads of these committees, but the next thing would be to try to protest at their home. I mean, I'm not quite sure if you can protest at Arlington because they've got it restricted, so I think you can only go into Arlington by bus. We'll have to check on that. But that was just one of the issues that I'm concerned about and very fired up about. You know, some people even say, well, look, if these Yankees want to take down our Confederate monuments and they hate our Southern history and our wonderful, wonderful heroes, maybe it's about time to go into these battlefields and destroy some of their monuments. I'm not encouraging that. I'm not asking that that be done. But, you know, there's got to be an end to this somehow. It's unfortunate there's not too many black monuments that can be destroyed or decimated and defaced like they've done to our beautiful monuments like the Robert E. Lee Monument in Richmond. They defaced it completely. And, of course, they've removed so many of these fantastic. These works of art could not be replicated by American artists today. They just don't have the talent to do it. That's my two cents. I'm not encouraging violence. I'm just saying that, you know, it's about time that we at least try to make some stand, at least on this Confederate monument. I'm just think that this is the last straw. I don't know, Rand, what you think about that.
Well, Miss Nancy, I agree with you, and I think it's when they're done with the Confederate monuments, they'll get to the Union monuments because those were white men.
That may be true. They may go for them. Yeah, you're probably right about that. It's not a matter of so much Yankees. Let's say it's Jewish and Antifa and blacks who are hating our race, basically.
Yeah, and the blacks are controlled by the Jews, so it's
right.
Just a matter if they're not stopped before they get to all elements of the white man carving out a civilization over here out of a wilderness. They determined to destroy it. But just to kindly go back to Eddie's opening prayer and some of his remarks, Eddie, you're exactly right. First of all, let me say these new people showing up on your list that you announced, the donors and the people that are writing the letters, these new people, they're very encouraging, and it gives us all hope. And it's good to hear you read those, Eddie. But what you said, Eddie, I agree with you 100%. I don't think there's any question that as a nation that we're under judgment of our Father. And as you said, Eddie, we're not going to vote our way out of this. We're not going to send letters. We're not going to fill out surveys. We're not going to plea our way out of this. The only way we're going to get out of this is with the consent of our Father in heaven. And without him, we have no hope, absolutely none. But with him, we know that all things are possible.
Yeah.
So yeah, that gives me hope. And I just thought that real quick, Miss Nancy, and I'll give it back to you. But I'm just gonna say it. I sign up with the Russians right now. I sign up with them right now. I trust them.
Amen.
Wholeheartedly, more than I do any of those bastards in Washington D.C. I mean,
bingo.
They go blame on Putin, but you'd have to be an idiot to blow up your own pipelines.
Especially when
you're starting to get sentiment, positive sentiment from some of those European people and nations over there. But you're going to see headlines put out there like Putin fully weaponizing the Nord Stream pipelines. And you're going to see headlines put out there that the Russians are using pollution as a weapon of war.
Right,
and, of course,
right.
And just to add to that, some of these I watched a few videos last night on my phone. Some of these idiot leftists, people getting out there pretending to be weathermen in the storm, and their whole thing is about the global warming, the intensifying of the storms, all this hogwash. I mean, we're living in an absolute insane society, and it's evident. It's evident to me. I don't know why it isn't evident to everyone.
I think people are waking up to a certain extent. No, I'm just saying I think some people are waking up. Probably not enough people. But back to Putin, I read a book about Putin probably a couple of years ago, and I've always had a great deal of respect for him. If we only had such a man in this country to lead us to freedom, if we only had a man like Putin to look up to preserve our birthright as Americans, we don't have it. I don't see it.
Well,
you know, back to this destroying the
New York. Hang on 1 minute, Miss Nancy. I got to disagree with you just a little bit. We have those men. They are just not given a platform. But we have one as the leader of the League of the South. We have those type of men that are educated men, well-spoken men, well-written men, but they hadn't been given a platform. But you know what? We're going to have to take them a platform. That's the only way they're going to get a platform is the people have got to rally and come together, and we're going to have to take and give those type of men. They're among us. They're few, but they're among us. But we got to fight for them a platform.
Well, that's probably true. And when they get a platform, it's going to be kicked out from underneath them, and they may probably end up in jail the way this country's operating. But back to the pipeline. You all probably realize this. I mean, the people who are listening may not know this, but Trump was another one who wanted to stop Nord Stream 2. And I have been trying to find out what was the reason that our country has so adamantly been wanting to destroy these pipelines. Well, I think, it goes back to the fact that we are trying to propagandize against Russia. So, and of course, when Biden stands up and actually says we are going to, we're not going to allow these pipelines to exist, and we're not going to, you know, making all these threats against Russia. In my opinion, there is no doubt that America destroyed those pipelines, and they did it on purpose. And I read in American Free Press that we have sent $100 billion of taxpayers' money to Ukraine. We are determined that we are going to win this war no matter what. Zelensky said he will not even negotiate with Putin. So how can this end? Can never end.
Sister Nancy, you're on fire. So are you, Brother Rand. We'll come right back to you as soon as this commercial break's over. Be right back, folks. Hold on.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules. The shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Go ahead, make my day.
Well, dear Blood River Radio people, I'd like to come back. What we need to do, we need to denounce violence in any form. I don't care. You know what, people? I don't care if the Antifa and the BLM and the Jews and our enemy, I don't care if they come into your house and cut up your family with a chainsaw. Do not lift a finger and do not say one nasty word, because that would be mean-spirited, and being any violence of any kind, you know, is counterproductive. Just ask the United States, who bombed. How many countries have we bombed in the past 50, 75 years, 100? Is there any country around that hadn't been bombed by these people? But we need to, like I say, even if the ATF and the FBI, even if they start coming to your neighborhood, if they set fire to your house and rape your grandmother, your mother, your wife, your daughter, and they sodomize your little boy, just don't lift a finger to resist now, because it's mean-spirited. And we all know that violence is counterproductive. Now, Miss Nancy, before I shut up, Miss Nancy made a point. She said, how long will it be before these Christ-hating, Satan-worshipping bastards, when they get through with our tearing up the statues of our wonderful Southern heroes? She says, she's afraid the next step, they'll be digging up cemeteries. And I told Miss Ryan, reminded Sister Nancy, they've already done that. They dug up right here, within 15 miles of where I live. We were forced to dig up the burial ground of General Nathan Bedford Forrest and his wife. Brother Gene, the bitter ender, knows all about that. He can tell you all about that. But they've already done it. And Miss Sister Nancy is 100% right. They've done that, and people, instead of don't use any violence, I'll say the solution to this program, to our problem, you need to read more bookies, those cute little bookies, and you need to listen to more podcasts, and you need to put on some, if you're a man, you need to put on some lace underwear when you do it, and get you some man tampons ready to put on while you do that, because we don't want to look manly at all. We want to be right. Just weak, sniveling little helpless bastards. Back to you, Sister Nancy.
Well, I'm going to go back. I'm going to start at the beginning. Yeah, I know about Nathan Bedford Forrest and digging him up. And Nathan Bedford Forrest is one of the greatest, one of the most unbelievably untrained military men, one of the top military men in all of our country. A great, great man. But anyway, I'll start with our original topic was to talk about some of those killers and government agents and snitches that your taxes have been supporting. And I just made a short list here of some that we can talk about or we can comment on. In 1984, Robert J. Matthews of the Order was killed, probably burned alive, fighting the forces of evil, which is the FBI in Washington State. In 1992, Vicki Weaver was shot by a sniper, Lon Horashuchi, at the Randy Weaver cabin in Naples, Idaho, while holding her small baby. The ATF informant, now this is someone paid by you all, you listeners and taxpayers, Kenneth Fetterly. Randy Weaver was a former Green Beret. Interestingly, there's a connection to Trump's appointee, Bill Barr, who wrote in his court brief supporting immunity for Lon Horiuchi, supporting immunity for this sniper who killed Vicki Weaver. Now, that's your appointee by Trump, Bill Barr. I already knew when Trump appointed him, Trump appointed some terrible, terrible people. I already knew Bill Barr was a stinker when he appointed him. But that goes back to 1992. He gave him immunity, even though he had a good view of Vicki Weaver, and he killed her. Plus, the son was killed, the dog was killed. In 1993, the Waco burning to death of 76 men, women, and children in a compound led by David Koresh. What laws had they broken? I still don't know what laws they supposedly broke. And guess what? There's also another connection to this sniper. I don't know who he killed, but there is a connection to him in 1993 at the Waco burning to death of these 76 men, women, and children. There's a lot of questions that still remain about the 1995 bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City. And it's interesting that they didn't give Tim McVeigh very long to wait before they executed him. He was executed 6 years later. Look at these scumbags that sit on death row for 20 or 30 years, become Christians, and they get a reprieve. This is the way this man was treated. He got executed 6 years later. They didn't hang around. They didn't wait around too long to do him because I think there were too many questions that were unanswered regarding that bombing. And I think some of the things that we can say are basically, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a Jewish front, has infiltrated organizations like the League of the South, the Klan, and all of these things. I can't say for sure they're in the League of the South. I don't mean that. I'm just saying that their point, what they're trying to do is bankrupt them. And I think that's what came out at Charlottesville, these attempts to bankrupt the right wing. They've been doing that for years. And at any rate, there's so many of these different paid informants and killings. I mean, we could go on, like the 2014 death of Edgar Steele. He died in jail there. He was not allowed to see his wife because they alleged that he was trying to kill his wife with a bombing on a car. But he died in jail under, again, very mysterious circumstances. So the fact that you and I and the listeners are paying for these informants and these alphabet government agents, to me, is just how do we get out of this? I mean, obviously the FBI, the CIA, the BATF, they're all working against us in many capacities. Not only getting informants into all of these different organizations, but obviously they worked against Trump. They're obviously, the leadership is certainly corrupt, along with most of our governmental leaders. Again, I say yes, we have some leaders, but we have some good leaders. Yes, I agree with you, Rand, but are they going to be allowed a platform under the current tyranny? That's my question.
Well, talking about Koresh and the Waco thing, Miss Nancy, as far as the charges, I think they were the same trumped-up charges as they had against Randy Weaver, and that was illegal guns, which is always easy for them to use, you know. The guy's either dealing, selling, or involved owning illegal weapons, and I think that was the case with Koresh. But, you know, what a lot of people don't realize about the Waco deal is, you know, this dude, Koresh, this fella went into town pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm.
They could have nabbed him at any given time. All they had to do was be patient, sit there, wait for him to come into town. They could have nabbed him without, you know, causing such a big scene. But as we know, they want to cause a big scene. They want to intimidate people. They want people to see this. So that's why I said before all this is said and done, you're probably going to see Trump in handcuffs.
Right.
They want
to
mentally terrorize people, you know.
Right.
And as I've said on here so many times, there's no lack of things to talk about. And the sad part about it, there's no lack of abnormals to talk about. I mean, every day at every turn, there's another atrocity. There's either an unlawful raid or there's some innocent person, as you mentioned earlier, Ms. Nancy, doxed or harassed at their job. We're living in a time when the so-called president of this country can go on TV and proclaim at least half of its population as the biggest threat to democracy. We're living in a time that a person can be arrested and face up to 11 years in prison for simply defending their child against some freak. We're living at a time that a person can be dismissed from their job just for somebody not agreeing with a private social media post.
Terrible.
And
right.
takes it and screenshots it, sends it around to the media, and stirs up a bunch of dung about it, you know, and wind up costing somebody their livelihood, their job that they'd have invested in. That's probably actually a very well-trained person in their skill and what they do. And then we go on and on. And let me say this one thing, Miss Nancy, then I'll give it back to you. Just think about this. We have went in probably, I don't know, 10 years, 12 years. Now, I don't know how many, a short time. Let's just say 10 years. We have went from not being able to pray on a football field. Think about this, people. We went from not being able to pray on a football field to having freaks with strap-ons reading to our children.
Right.
If that's
right.
not insanity, if that's not insanity, I don't know what it is. And I'm here to say tonight. I'm here to say tonight. And not necessarily, but if you are a Christian, you have a moral mandate to do everything in your power to disenfranchise these types and these types of people. At a minimum, we have a mandate to do it. And I'm so proud to be involved with this show. People like Miss Nancy, people like Eddie, Monica, Jean, all the others that still have a little gumption about them that they will come on the air and actually say these things that it seems like nobody else wants to talk about.
Rand, I would say this, and what you're talking about, you know, like these drag queen storybook times. I think again, I have to go back and blame the parents. Unfortunately, the parents have been raised in public school system, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, back to these informants. You and I talked about something that was I was close to. In the years that I've been involved in Confederate research, I've been to many memorials and created. In fact, I've even had my own memorials and events I've planned. And we would often run into a guy who passed himself off as a preacher, Deacon Cox, Deacon Bill Cox. Deacon Bill Cox comes to find out, I think he was with his son, he might have been a member of the Sons Confederate Veterans.
Miss Nancy, we're
well,
getting close
what?
To the end of the
his,
hour.
His wife was with the Southern Poverty Law Center, worked for the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah. Miss Nancy, hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought, Miss Nancy. We'll continue that on the second hour if you want to. Also, I want Rand to cover a little bit more on that Catholic demonstrator being pushing a freak when we come back. People, hold on your seats. We're going to go to this. We're getting ready to transition second hour, and we got to pick up little sister, Monica Schaefer. Be right back, folks.